to evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witnesses, and blasphemies. Now let me just let you know what's going on in this particular chapter. In chapter 15, Jesus now confronts the Pharisees about their inner purity of man. News of Jesus Christ, his teaching, has spread far and wide, and a delegation from Jerusalem has come to Galilee to interrogate Jesus over a matter of Jewish tradition. Now, Mueller, their attack was against Jesus' disciples who were accused of failing to observe the elders' traditions of the ceremonial washing of hands before they ate. Jesus took offense to that. He took offense to the religious leaders because their religion had become a matter of action and man-made rules. He said, "You pretenders." Isaiah was right when he prophesied that these people honor by what they say, but their hearts are far from me. That their hearts were far from God, and consequently their worship was in vain. Jesus warned the crowd when he called them together against the religious leaders' teachings. Jesus said that a man is not defiled by what goes into the mouth, but rather his defiled condition is the evidence by what comes out of the mouth. In other words, Jesus was saying, it ain't what's going in your mouth that makes you unclean. It's what comes out of your mouth that makes you unclean. Jesus points out that the Pharisees was wrong in their thinking that washing your hands kept them spiritually cleansed. Jesus tells them, listen, you pretenders, you need to diagnose the real problem here. This country that we are living in is a perfect example of not diagnosing the real problem of our society. Especially when the government displays more stability or stupidity than sagacity in diagnosing the real problem that affects this country. Jesus never had problems like that. Come on, talk back to me. Because when he saw a problem, he diagnosed it then accurately, and then he took care of it immediately. Listen, I say all the time, when you see a small flame, you need to put it out. Because it becomes a large fire. And when a large fire exists, it spreads and destroys everything that... Our text this morning gives us a good example of Christ's diagnosis of the human race. Christ returns to the disciples. They were again his audience. And again, here comes Peter. Peter is in the forefront to ask just what the parable was saying. And Jesus rebuked the disciples for being so slow to learn. He's right there in verse 17 if you got your Bible. He said, can't you see? Do you not understand that the defilement is clearly seen and the deeds of a corrupt heart is clearly understood? Misunderstood. Everything that enters into the mouth goes into the stomach and comes out of the body. But everything that comes out of the mouth comes from your heart. Well, let me put it to you this way. I used to, you know, when I was in the nightclub, when when y'all was in the nightclub, and y'all had those few drinks, Right. You know, you got a little. You start saying stuff to people that you know. You start saying some things that the people sitting next to you say, you know, but what comes out of your mouth?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from your heart. Y'all act like you ain't never been in no nightclub. Yeah, somebody in here, y'all ain't no witness yet? Oh, I see y'all. All you holy aurora. Let me talk to all the people, some sinners like me. When you know, you get a little tipsy, you say some things that you forget you said in the morning, and then when somebody confronts you, you say, did I say that? But what comes out of your mouth? Comes from your heart. So you need to be careful what you say. For out of the heart receive evil thoughts. Murder, adultery, fornication, theft, fault, witness, blasphemy. Now the first thing we see in this verse is watch this, is the, I call it the cardiac in the probe and the problem. You know, like the heart disease, you know, in the problem. Jesus says, out of the heart. Now, what Jesus is actually saying is that the problem with man is his corrupt heart, not his head, but his heart. We don't need better information. We don't need better education. What we really need is better consecration. Yeah, I wish I had some witnesses in here. We got a whole lot of folks talking about the reason why we reject Christ is because it's a head problem. Well, Beulah, can I tell you, that's only a smoke screen, because the heart of all of our problems is our heart. Jesus says it best. He said it's the will, which is the heart of a man, not the wisdom, which is the head of the man that sees it, that creates the real problem in today's society. Because the defilement of a person does not come from the outside. Because what goes from the outside is simply passed through the digestive system and is eventually eliminated. But what comes out of your mouth represents what is actually on the inside of your heart, and that alone causes us to have a cardiac arrest. Heart problem is a spiritual problem and not a physical problem. Come on, talk back to me if you can. Yeah. We work real hard trying to keep our outside appearances attractive. Yeah, we dress like we go to church. We talk like we go to church. I'm blessed and highly favored. That's church talk. We know exactly when we say amen and raise our hand and start shouting on the outside, but God ain't interested in that. Because you can fool me, but you can't fool God. Yeah, he's interested in the way we are deep down on the inside. Yeah, he's interested in the place where folks can't see. And Beulah, this can't be corrected by urban renewals. Come on, talk back to me. It has to be corrected by the renewing of your mind and your spirit. Because when Jesus Christ enters to your heart, you become a different person. Am I right about it? You got a brand new outlook on life. You got a brand new walk, a brand new talk. You got your conversation is brand. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing that will solve most problems in 5 minutes that the government will ever solve in 5 millennia. Because the gospel deals with the heart of man and not his intelligence. Now, you've seen the cardiac arrest in the problem. Now I want you to see the commencement of the problem. Evil thoughts. Now this is where all of our problems begin. Scripture says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Now, you may not be what you think you are, but you are what you think. $10 to get that on your way home. Listen, Gilbert. Evil contemplation of the seedbeds of evil conduct. And church, our society fosters and encourages evil thoughts. I wish I had a witness in here. Yeah, you can read about it in book. You can listen to it on radio. You can watch it on television. And you can surf the net. And everywhere you look, it seems as though everything is geared to producing and encouraging evil thoughts. Well, and you know, you really don't have to go far. You can find a whole lot of evilness right here in the church. Y'all got real far on that one. You can find
envy, jealousy, hatred comes right here in the church.
Don't talk back to me. Some of y'all sitting right next to somebody pretending to be your best friend. You know what I'm talking about. And all the time you're thinking, I can't stand that. How was your truck just run all over? But come on, you be honest with it now. Evil folk. But God sees and he knows your heart. And every thought you have, he already knows. Can I get a witness in here? We've seen the cardiac problem. I told you about the commencement problem with our thoughts. Now I want you to see something, the corruption in that problem. We're still right there in verse 19. It said, out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts. Watch it. Murder, adultery, fornication, theft, and false witness. Listen, all of these things are the result of bad heart and evil thinking. But much of our society is not so sure that's the case. And people, this is why we have problems. We are a very wicked society. Whenever these things happen, we are struck with awe and overcome in shock and amazement and filled with all kind of things. Because the society that we are living in has turned away from God.
Yeah.
Everything that's wrong, society say, is right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you can't even mention the name Jesus Christ because it offends people. But we really shouldn't be surprised, because when your heart is messed up, when your heart is corrupt, that means that you are tore up from the floor. I'm going to talk back to you. Scripture says, keep your heart